Thank you for holding. Is this Bill?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Bill. My name's John. I'm one of the directors that handles pricing here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Yep. I'm pretty good. You?
Today's been a good day so far. It's very busy, but that's a good problem to have, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I understand you were having a brief conversation with one of my representatives here, John Ramirez, about putting Bill Bracy Masonry on the first page of the Google search results there. And he asked me to hop on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions for me in regards to the placement, aside from just the pricing?
Just that I want to make sure it ain't a scam or nothing, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, our company, Local Splash, we've been in business since 2004. We're partnered with Google, so the calls are recorded by Google, and they oversee our operations. We basically act as like a customer service for Google's ads. So they get paid from what we do. I mean, 80% of Google's income comes from the businesses that we list on the first page of the Google search results and host their campaign for. So are you familiar with that?
When you type in Mason, and you know you Google you Google Mason, so I'll come up on the first page.
Yeah, yeah. So when you do a search, if you were, I don't know if you're near a computer, Bill, but if you type in, if you do a search, if you just type in like masonry contractor, for example, there's a map that'll pop up of the county that you're in. And then there's a couple of guys underneath it. It'll have like their name, address, phone number, and a link to their website. So the guys that are up there now are like Masonry Services of New York, Concrete Foundations. I don't know if you heard of them. They're out of Syracuse. Then there's Haskell Concrete Construction. And they're a masonry contractor out of Phoenix, New York.
Did you say Pasco?
Yep.
Yeah. I know them? I know Bob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they're up there. And then there's Modern Masonry LLP. And then there's one company in the ad section doing TSW Masonry Inc. Have you ever heard of them out of Walworth?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So those are the companies that are up there now. We have one listing that became available within our company. And when that happens, as a Google partner, they'll give us a list. It's called the Qualified Candidates List, and that's how we found you. We basically just go down the Qualified Candidates List until we find the one company that wants to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we close out the category. So we won't be able to work with anybody else since we only have this one opening right now. We'll close it out. We can't work with any other competitors. And I'm sure you can see a value in being listed on Google in front of the other competing companies that are out there, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. The beauty of our program is that it's all month to month and it's on a flat rate. So you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's just you pay one time, you get 100 calls, 200 calls, your bill's the same. Not saying we're going to inundate you with phone calls, but you know, just exaggerating the fact that your bill's not going to change if you get a bunch of clients from it. Okay, we're not touching base with your clients. We don't sell the leads to your competitors. We don't even interact with them at all. We just make sure that they see you as a top option for the service and give them ability to call you directly. Also, what we'd be able to do for you is we'd build a .com website for you. So we'll build, host, and maintain the site, and we'll update the site as we go with new photos and things like that. So that way the customers can use it as a reference point.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll get a full .com. You'll have a BillBracyMasonry.com. Okay, that's awesome. And then aside from just putting you on Google, we do list you on some other directories to help you generate leads. Our goal is to help you get as many leads as we can, show you the best return on investment as we can. So that way you'll continue to use the program each month since it's a month-to-month service. So we'd actually list you on the first page of Bing as well, because they use the Google guys as their reference point for the customers also. So you'll be at top five there on Bing. You'll also be on the mobile platform. So I know you I don't know if you have a smartphone, but I'm sure you're familiar with how everybody has internet access on their phones nowadays.
Yep.
Yep. So we include the mobile campaign. So you're on iPhones, Androids, and tablets when they're searching for your services as well. And it also comes with the Google click-to-call feature. So if they just want to look up your services and click on your business name, it calls you directly. You know, I have a live human being in the area who is just on Google looking for a masonry contractor. So that's pretty convenient. Okay. You know, we live in a world of instant gratification. So that's what most people are using. About 83% of searches that are done on the internet are done on Google on a mobile device. So that's a lot of your client base right there. Right. You know, aside from just Google and Bing, we would develop a Yelp, a Yellow Pages, a Facebook for you. You're even on Amazon Alexa voice search for people who are using voice search from the Amazon Alexa tools. So, you know, basically if they're looking for a masonry contractor in this area, they're going to find you. Okay, and you won't have to pay per lead or click or call for it. We basically list on all the important directories with the exception of HomeAdvisor and HingeList, which it looks like you're already kind of doing that. I'm not a big fan of that system, but if it works for you, you know, all more power to you. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that system in the past, and they're just a lot happier with the first page placement. They almost always wind up canceling their HomeAdvisor subscription once they do something like this.
Okay.
As far as pricing, you know, for a masonry contractor with this kind of campaign and all the tools that are included in the package, you know, usually the package is around $499 a month. What I was thinking that I could do for you is I can reduce the cost by waiving some of the fees associated with the setup, and I can reduce the monthly subscription down to just $299. So that'll save you about $200 off the investment. Not just the first month, but every month that you're with us, you would get that discounted rate. Okay, because I would lock it in. So that way when you come back, you keep that price. It won't go up or change on you. Now, it might not seem like a big difference, but compared to what the other guys are paying in your area, you know, and they're willingly coming back each month at that rate, that should actually put us in a position to work together long term. You should easily be able to offset it with the customers that it's bringing in. So if I could approve that pricing structure for you at $299, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot for 30 days so that way I can show you how well it works?
I'm definitely interested in it. I'd almost rather have you in a situation where I could have my wife listening too, so she, because I'll be honest with you, I do the work and anything above and beyond like that, except for phone calls and bids. I do that, but as far as the smart stuff on the internet stuff, my wife takes care of.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason that I was asking for the agreement from you today is because we have the listing available right now. You know, basically my reps are going down the qualified candidates list, and we're just looking for one company to fill it. Once we fill it, we're closing it out. We don't want to, or we can't fill more than the allotted spots because Google won't let us do that. You know, we'd basically be promising somebody something that's not available, so probably end up turning you down.
Right.
Is this something that you think your missus would be opposed to you trying out if it's a month-to-month service and you're not binded to a contract? I mean, obviously, if you call me and you say, hey, she's not happy with the site and us being on Google, I mean, you guys could cancel it. I'm not going to charge you any kind of cancellation fee or anything like that, but I just don't see if she's actually monitoring the online aspect of it, how she would want to continue to pay per lead or use what you're using now over being on Google.
Yeah, right. I mean, I've mentioned, you know, getting on Google, but I'm just not really smart when it comes to figuring all that shit out. So what you're saying?
Well,
is,
we do all the legwork on it. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
You're saying that you want me to come up with the $300 today, and get it set up. Otherwise, I move on.
Well, That sounds horrible when you put it that way. Yeah, that's a very blunt way. Yeah, that's a very blunt way of saying things.
Yeah, I'm blunt.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's not exactly what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you'd never be able to attain the position again. It's just we would have to wait for one of the business owners to, like, discontinue it or relocate to another area. And, you know, yeah. Smart business owners aren't usually keen on canceling on profitable situations. So, you know, obviously, right. If they're making money off of it, you know, we don't know when's the next time we'll see an opportunity like this. And, yeah, I know you have, you know, your home advisor listing there. And some people find that to be beneficial, but you know, long term,
this is what I'm trying to do is get more phone calls and bid my jobs higher, so I can make some money instead of driving a rusted old piece of shit truck, watching everybody else drive around in a brand new pass.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could definitely get you up there. I mean, the guys that are up there now are profitable. You know, so once you're up there, you know, your company's profitable. And all we really need from you, Bill, in order to be successful with a campaign like this is just to answer your phone when the customers come in and then try to obviously get positive reviews, which I don't think will be a problem for you at all, or you probably wouldn't have gotten put on the qualified candidates list for the placement in the first place. You know, we wouldn't want to call somebody up with something that's not going to be better than what they're already doing. Or if we had any doubts that they wouldn't be able to be, or we wouldn't want to call somebody up with something that's worse, excuse me, than what they're already doing. Or if we had any doubts that they wouldn't be successful with it, it would just be wasting both of our times putting you on the qualified candidates list. So we feel it'd be a great fit. You know, you just got to be responsive to phone calls. And then, like I said, if you're going to compare it to what you're already using, I think you'll be really happy, and it won't take you longer than a month or two to see the difference. You know, a lot of people use Google. Almost everyone.
Right. Yep. I know. I hear you. Okay. So you need $300.
It would be $299 exactly. That's all taxes and fees included.
Okay. Is this something I can you can call me back at like 5 o'clock and we can do? Or I gotta do it
if
right now.
Well, it's if we have the availability. I don't tell you what to do. You know, I don't tell grown men what to do. I'm grown myself. I have children.
My situation is the only card I have on me right now doesn't have that much money in it. I got to get a hold of my wife and get a different card, get a different card number. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. So you're saying it's something you want to do.
Oh yeah, I'd definitely be interested in it.
Okay.
But I just gotta get a different card number from her so I could do it.
Okay. I mean, we could try using the one you have. If it declines, you know, it'll decline. It won't overdraft you. And if it declines,
it's definitely fine.
Okay. I was gonna say I can put in a request to have them hold the position possibly, but you know, they're not too keen on that. I've been the nice guy a lot of times, and I've ended up getting put in tough situations where I put listings on hold, and then it takes like 10 minutes to get everybody out of the area, you know, make sure they're not calling anybody else, so that way we can put it on hold, and then, you know, all of a sudden I can't get a hold of the guy again, or he wasn't able to pull the funds together, and then I'm kind of looking dumb, you know. So being the nice guy sometimes bites you in the butt. But if this is something where, you know, you're 100% like, hey, you want to give it a shot, and you feel that you'll be able to get a hold of your missus and get the information needed to get it started, you know, I can circle back with you in an hour or two, you know, and then we can set up the campaign then. I mean, if it's something that you're 100% that you want to do.
All right, yeah. Can you call me back in an hour?
Yeah,
and
yeah, I can circle back.
I'll have a different partner.
Yeah, I'll call you back in an hour. What I'll also do is I'm going to send... You get text messaging on this number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to send over a text, too, with my direct phone number and extension here. And I'm going to set you up for a call back in an hour, but if something changes or you get a hold of her before that hour is up, feel free to call in to me directly. And then that way you already have that number moving forward. If you need help with anything, you can always call me directly as well.
Okay.
All right. So, all right, yeah, well, I got it on a hold.
Give me
a call. Okay, I got it on a hold for you. I'll circle back with you in an hour.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.